Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Brad Brumman with the Walsh County Extension Agent with NDSU. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Doing great. Another fantastic day in the neighborhood. Feeling a little more like fall. I would imagine you guys woke up to some chilly temperatures the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, it's been in the 50s.
Yeah.
Some high 40s, I heard.
Okay. My mom up in Pomona County in Walhalla woke up to 44 the other day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
It is cooling off. How are things looking in your area? How are the crops?
Well, I think we've been pleasantly surprised with our early spring wheat harvest. Our harvest is now moving west of Highway 32. So we're just starting to get into that crop. Test weight's been running about 60. There's so far I heard there hasn't been any major protein issues or quality issues. There's a pretty big swing on crop yields. I'm hearing anything, and I'm sure there's some yields less than this, but I'm hearing anything from 35 bushels to over 90.
Wow.
So it's a big swing depending upon where you're at. We have some fields that did very well, and then we had some rain-affected fields.
Okay. Over 90, that's really high, isn't it? I mean,
That's a nice yield in spring wheat.
Boy, I guess so. And harvest has been going on for how long for you guys?
Oh, I'm guessing we've been at it for 3 weeks.
Okay, so you've been at it.
We're probably depending upon when it's going to quit raining. Or, we just got back in the field in the west about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, yep. Okay, and how about sunflowers up there?
Yeah, we have a lot of sunflowers in Walsh County. Probably as many sunflowers as we've had in the last 15 years. And we have a really nice looking sunflower crop coming.
It's fun to see that sunflowers making a comeback. They're penciling out better for people, aren't they?
Yeah, there was a lot of. It was one of the better crops this spring, as far as profit margin goes, and something they thought they could make money with. And with all the adversity, the sunflowers of all of our crops, the sunflowers probably did the best.
Hmm. How about soybeans?
Soybeans are off and on again. We had some real emergence issues early because about midway we planted a lot of our soybeans in a really dry ground, and we had some sketchy emergence. But I think a lot of that was overcome with the soybean compensating by filling things out. So I think we're going to have an average to good soybean crop too. I wouldn't say it's going to be excellent, but I think it's going to be average to good.
Did you have a lot of corn this year?
We've got a lot less than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them swore it off.
Yep.
But we have one of the best looking corn crops I've seen in a long while here, and it's actually denting. It's actually maturing much better than it did last year. I'm hoping we can avoid some of the major moisture issues we had in our corn. Our corn is at least 2.5-3 weeks in front of where it was last year at this time. Mm. In my opinion.
Last year's corn crop and the prices really swayed people away from corn this year, didn't it?
Yeah, I bet you we have half the corn in Walsh County we had last year.
Wow. Okay, sugar beets, do you have some of that in your area?
Yeah, sugar beets are just starting to come off. They're on pre-pile. We had that area, that northeast corner around Drayton and north of Oakwood to the river that got hurt pretty good. But I think, generally speaking, the sugar beets that are out of the high rain district are an average to good crop.
Good. How about livestock in general? How are things there?
Well, that's another story. We're always short on hay. We didn't. A lot of what we hay in Western Walsh County is sloughs and low areas. Well, you can tell you how that went this year.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. So we have guys that are struggling for hay, although if they raised alfalfa, we had some pretty good alfalfa yields, especially the second cutting.
Hmm. Good deal. Anything else we should know at all going on in Walsh County?
We're starting to desiccate our potatoes and our dry beans. In fact, for the first day, I was out this morning, for the first day, they were starting to dig potatoes here in Walsh County. And it's too early to know where those are at, but I suspect those ones that avoided the water are going to be a decent crop.
Okay, wonderful. Well, things sound pretty good up there. Good luck to you guys for the fall harvest here, and we'll keep in touch. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Brad Brumman, the extension agent with NDSU in Walsh County. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet.